opening the taps again. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, President Biden early this afternoon will order another 15 million barrels of oil released from the country's strategic petroleum reserve in an effort to bring down gasoline prices. The levels in the reserve are already the lowest they've been in 38 years. The president plans to replenish that supply, but not until crude oil prices fall to about $70 a barrel, while the administration will also put pressure on oil companies.
The White House will again urge oil companies to cut their prices. President Biden says right now the profits on gas sold are twice what it is normally, and adds to consumer costs.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gasoline this morning is down just over a cent and a half from yesterday. Speaking at a Democratic National Committee event in Washington last night, the president tried to refocus voter attention on the Supreme Court decision, setting aside Roe versus Wade, saying if Democrats maintain control of the Congress.
First bill that I will send to the Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade. And when Congress passes it, I'll sign it in January, 50 years after Roe was first decided the law of the land.
But a new poll by the New York Times and Siena College finds voters have moved on from the abortion ruling.
That survey among likely voters showed abortion has faded from top voter priorities and concerns. 44% are calling inflation and the economy their top worry. Only 5% said abortion.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports the survey finds independent women voters are moving away from Democrat candidates in large numbers. School board in the St. Louis suburb of Florissant has decided to shut down an elementary school after a study found radioactive contamination in it and around it, thought to be from World War II nuclear weapons production nearby. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A noted British cardiologist is calling for the suspension of all COVID-19 vaccines until more research is done on potential negative effects. Dr. Asim Malhotra says data from the initial trials of two of the more popular vaccines is troubling.
And that data, interestingly, comes from Pfizer's own trial and Moderna's own trial. This was published in the journal Vaccine a few weeks ago. Eminent scientists were able to reanalyze some of the original trial data. And what they concluded, which is extraordinary, is that one in the trial, one was more likely to suffer a serious adverse event from the vaccine than one was to be hospitalized with COVID.
Dr. Malhotra, who was vaccinated and boosted, tells Fox's The Ingram Angle he comes to his conclusions reluctantly. But researchers say the mRNA technology that led to the coronavirus shots may lead to a vaccine against cancer by the end of the decade.
The promising prediction comes from the husband and wife duo behind the successful Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The founders of BioNTech telling the BBC that several trials for the vaccine are underway that show promising signs, something they were working on long before the COVID pandemic. They say the experience in developing the COVID vaccine is now being applied to creating one for cancers. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Russian data analyst Igor Denchenko has been acquitted on charges. He lied to the FBI about his role in developing the discredited Steele dossier, which the FBI used to get surveillance warrants on some members of the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Those charges had been brought by special counsel John Durham, part of his investigation into the FBI's Russia probe. Philadelphia Phillies beat the San Diego Padres 2-0 in Game 1 of baseball's National League Championship Series last night. Earlier, the New York Yankees advanced to the ALCS with a 5-1 win over the Cleveland Guardians. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.